T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, what a cool guest we've got on the KRLD Newsline now. Shakespeare Dallas Artistic Director Raphael Perry is with us. And Raphael, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
You are announcing your retirement after 2 decades with Shakespeare Dallas. What have these last 20 years meant to you?
It has been so rewarding to be a part of this company. I'm thrilled that it's going to continue. We just celebrated our 50th anniversary, which I was part of, and it seemed like a perfect time to say it's time for me to exit stage left.
For those that don't know, I mean, 50 years, how could you not? But we've got a lot of new people in and out of DFW all the time. Tell us about Shakespeare Dallas.
So we're located just about a mile east of downtown Dallas in a public park. We have a 5-acre amphitheater that we operate out of. It's a beautiful setting. It's a lawn seating. Folks come out and bring whatever they want to eat or drink and sit there and under the stars and watch some great classical theater. We produce mostly Shakespeare or works inspired by Shakespeare, but we really focus on people having a great time and making it the people's theater.
And keeping these works alive, of course, incredible performers and players. I know you have a lot of dedicated fans, but all the time we want more and more people to know about Shakespeare Dallas.
Totally agree. So, since there's so many folks that are moving to the area from other places, they might have had a Shakespeare company or a Shakespeare in the Park company in their former hometowns, but that's what we do, and that's who we are. We have not only Shakespeare in the Park performances, but we also work in education and schools. We take performances to schools all over the North Texas area. And we also do some kind of smaller stuff, too. We have book clubs. We have all kinds of interactions for folks, both on the stage and off the stage as well.
So what was the last 20 years like for you? What was the most rewarding part of being a part of this?
The thing that I really enjoy the most is really talking to folks who come see the shows. Beyond working on the plays themselves, which is an absolute joy of being in rehearsal hall and working with tremendous local artists, actors, designers, technicians, it's also standing out on the bricks. We have a huge plaza area when people come into our amphitheater and just talking to folks and hearing them tell stories about how long they've been coming or what excites them about what we're doing. It really is thrilling to know that we're having such a profound effect on people's lives. And that's been probably the most rewarding part.
Do you have any favorite project that you were a part of over the last 20 years?
You know, I guess one of the great things, I say it's a blessing. I have a very short memory sometimes when it comes to shows. So as a director, I can come in and see a show and rehearse it with an actor and come back the next night and be totally surprised by what's going on. That's my superpower. But certainly there have been shows that we did a show of Romeo and Juliet, a production of Romeo and Juliet many years ago that I directed, but I just thought it was so fresh and so interesting, and I still think about it to this day. I know that a lot of folks say, not Romeo and Juliet again, but I find that play to be so interesting. It starts out as almost a comedy until somebody gets killed, and then it becomes a tragedy. And it's always surprising to me when I see that show, when the first character dies on stage, and you go, oh, no! So that production I did about in 2006, stands out in my mind profoundly. Also a production of Cyrano de Bergerac, which was our first non-Shakespeare play. We did a production, and it's really a profound story and still makes me smile when I think about it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.